Back here on a Friday edition of Downtown, and it's Shut Up and Eat with Joe Riccio once again here. Joe, how are you this afternoon?
I am simply delightful. Thank you for asking.
Shut Up and Eat, of course, brought to you by Nocturnum Drafthouse. The finest beers from Maine, the U.S. and abroad, can be found in Bangor at Nocturnum Drafthouse, located right on Main Street in downtown Bangor. Nocturnum Drafthouse was voted Bangor's best bar 2 years in a row. Shut Up and Eat is also brought to you by the Finback Ale House in Bar Harbor. Visit them at 30 Cottage Street in Bar Harbor, where you can enjoy the ambiance with friendly and personal service. Finback Ale House offers a full menu from flatbreads to salads, burgers, and steaks, and also have a custom-designed bar features that includes unique draft beers and premium liquors. That's Finback Ale House, 30 Cottage Street in Bar Harbor. So let's this time go a little bit closer to home, something that people who aren't locked up might be able to enjoy. Let's go to some food in some areas in Augusta and talk about it
right.
for this week.
I was going to ask, Ryan, what's your favorite restaurant in Augusta?
In Augusta? It's been a long... I don't even know if I have one.
That's fine, because there aren't any good restaurants in Augusta. That's the problem. You know, Augusta has all the terrible weather of, like, a London, but none of the culture or anything good about it. But it's our capital. It's our state's capital. Why do you think that there's nothing good to eat outside of McDonald's in Augusta? How does a whole town... Everybody migrates to Hollowell, which, as they put it, they are a drinking town with an antiques problem. That's what they all say. They love to say that.
Like, because the foodie culture is everywhere now, whether it's, like, Five Stars or places that are just, like we were talking about last time, like pop-ups and places like that. How is it that Augusta's just been completely left out of it?
Yeah, what? It's just it's a weird, like, no man's land that nobody really regards ever as anything. Like, nobody's ever even tried, I don't think, to do anything in Augusta, yet there are so many. It's the capital.
Joe, is there any sort of secret place, or is there some place that you enjoy at all? Maybe some place off the beaten path?
Absolutely. I mean, Kittery. Kittery is a wonderful alternative to Portsmouth.
Because it's pretty close to New Hampshire, but you don't have to be in New Hampshire to enjoy it.
Exactly. It has twice the amount of great restaurants that Portsmouth has, you know, as a city.
Right. And it's well documented here. I hate the state of New Hampshire. So anytime I can stay away from it and still have some of the aspects but not be in the state, I'm good with.
Yeah, the best answer to the question, where should I eat in Portsmouth, is Kittery.
Well, what if we move up the highway a little bit? Portland is overflowing.
But now you're skipping over Bedford, and that makes me angry.
Well,
because the Palestiner's there, and so isn't Custom Deluxe and Elements. There's so much in Bedford, and there's all these mills that are being revamped.
Wow, as a lifelong Mainer, I've always been told to just drive by Bedford.
Yeah, it's not Skidiford anymore. It's actually, there's stuff going on there.
Wow, what's going on other than the Palace Diner?
Well, I mean, what else do you need?
Well, what's in the Palace Diner, really? What entices you to go out there and eat and stop there whenever you're going through Bedford?
Oh.
You said you want to stop in Bedford because of it. Why? What about it?
Because you want the best breakfast sandwich you've ever had, the best cheeseburger you've ever had, and the best tuna melt you've ever had. Everything there is just kind of the best.
Mm-hmm. So you get to enjoy whatever you have off the menu there.
Yeah, it's very consistent. I never shut up about it, really. But if you do continue going to Portland...
Well, that's why I was going to ask, is because I'm heading to Portland this next weekend here, and I am hoping to make a couple of sit-down stops and get some good food. And I don't necessarily want to drop $200 on a meal, but I want to eat like I want to eat. Where should I go?
Well, how do you want to eat?
I like comfort food, but I also like the way that people are doing like this, like... Nouveau Asian stuff.
Oh, then you have to go to the Honey Paw.
The Honey Paw.
Yes. Farsi Nouveau Asian. They make their own noodles. They've got, I mean, it's sort of almost like, some of it's like Vietnamese food crossed with Southern comfort food. I mean, it's they don't really have any definition, but all the food is delicious there. And they're right next to Eventide, which is also good if you have people from out of town and you want to show the main food, but you don't necessarily want to bring them to Two Lights. Okay. Eventide.
Give me an example. What is something that I should get there? Like one thing that I should order?
You should get the Vietnamese style crepe. It's an egg omelet that's filled with smoked chicken and cilantro and served with a side of whipped butter and maple syrup.
Damn.
It is ridiculous.
So, Ryan, you got some ideas for some potential spots to go and check out on your next road trip?
I do. I have a couple at least. I was hoping.
Road trip to the big city of Portland for you, huh?
I know. Wing ding diddly ding ding doo.
Oh.
Us people up here in Bangor really enjoy the big city of Portland.
Yeah, we talk real fast down there. You got to be careful, though, you know?
Yeah, lose all our money.
That's right. You're a bunch of highwaymen, you know? Got to watch out.
Well, Joe, it's been a pleasure to talk with you for another segment of Shut Up and Eat. And how about we do it again next week?
I do I have to, okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You're confirmed and committed.
Definitely.
So even if you say no, we're still going to talk with
you. Coming back to Bangor.